This is the No BS Coaching Advice Podcast, episode 156. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I like to spend some time, minimally weekly, talking with you about some element of life, the universe, and everything. And today, well, I just came back from New York for Thanksgiving. My wife and I visited our son there, and I spent some time in Manhattan, coming to work with him because he needed to work while we were visiting as well. And one thing I couldn't help but notice is all the scaffolding in Manhattan. Just a ton of buildings have scaffolding up. And it caused me to think for a moment about how often I place scaffolding up to hold me in place. And ostensibly, scaffolding is about making a repair. But a lot of this weekend, and from what my son says, a lot of the time, there's really nothing going on and no repair being made. And isn't that like so many of us? We put scaffolding up and we have the good intention to do something and do nothing to make the repair. Why can't we just fix things and get it over with? Why does procrastination have to rule and get in our way? I'll just simply say, folks, start doing the repairs. We need to do the repairs. We put scaffolding up to keep it in place so that we can do a repair, not to keep it in place, right? So let's assume for a moment that you actually are going to think things through. What's the process going to look like? Are you going to sit in your living room with a newspaper being semi-distracted and hoping it happens in your mind while you're reading something? Like, people actually read newspapers these days. But let's say you're there with your iPad and you're multitasking. You're ostensibly thinking about it, but you're actually on Facebook, for example, or LinkedIn, or some other venue. How much thinking do you think you're really doing? Probably 5% thinking and 95% the other thing. Okay, let me quadruple it, 20% thinking. Because what winds up happening is you're distracted. You're not really engaged in a process of thinking. Do you ask people for advice or input on your problem? Or do you think you have to be the one who thinks it through? Maybe they'll see things from a different perspective than you. It's good to get inputs because you don't have to have all the answers. Now, yeah, you could hire a coach, but start off with people that you know, like, trust, and respect. Ask them for some advice. Lay out the scenario. Don't withhold anything. Lay out the scenario openly. And just simply say, this is what I'm thinking of. Do you see anything that I'm missing? That at least helps move the needle forward if you're actually going to think about it, which I frankly don't think you will. But hey, let's go along with the myth. And I'll just say that, you can keep going through the charade of quote-unquote thinking about it. But most of the time, what you really need to do is take action. I'm going to say that one more time. Most of the time, most of you really need to take action because all you're doing is procrastinating with a fancy title. Often, people leave the scaffolding up, take no action, and they make the excuse or they offer themselves the explanation of, I'm afraid of making a mistake. So you become stuck. You're in the same place for the longest time. No results, no change, just some scaffolding holding up the building. Eleanor Roosevelt, I think, put it very well when she spoke about, just make a decision. Do something. And fundamentally what she said was, no matter what you do, people are going to criticize you, so you might as well do what you want to do. And folks, do what you want to do. Stop doing it to please other people. Oh, my parents might not be happy. My boss might not be happy. My coworkers may criticize me. And they're still going to do that no matter what you do, because that's their personality. Who cares what they think? Because at the end of the day, you're living with the voice in your head of what you think and your self-criticism of being stuck. You've got to start moving forward. And if you're wrong, you can always correct it, right? You can always make a change and do something different, right? Don't sweat it. Just get out there and do something. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you listen to the show. Just subscribe so you get downloads whenever I release a new episode. Each show is going to be bite-sized morsels of advice just like today's. I hope you enjoyed it, and I do hope you subscribe. And if you do choose to subscribe, I hope you decide to support the show. There's a link that will take you to anchor.fm where you can make a pledge in support of the show. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you're interested in my coaching you, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I just happen to like knowing I'm helping some folks. And once we're connected, message me about your interest in coaching. We'll set up a free call. We'll get acquainted, see if it makes sense. I'll be back soon with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care. Time for the mind to mind.